Life as We Know It with Tom Walton.
If music is the international language, some of the folks in the songwriting community need a little remedial work on subject-verb agreement and double negatives. The pluperfect subjunctive? I shudder at the abuse. On the other hand, perhaps nobody else pays attention to this stuff, and I should just acknowledge the value and critical role of artistic license. To paraphrase an old Tina Turner song, what's grammar got to do with it? Exhibit A. What about the Lewis Jordan classic, Is You or Is You Ain't My Baby? This one is wrong on so many levels, it's a work of art. However, correcting the lyrics to say, Are You or Are You Not My Baby, would be ridiculous. I think old Lewis got it just right. Speaking of ain't, it shows up in a lot of songs. Bill Withers made a lot of money singing Ain't No Sunshine When She's Gone. Would you still be humming it to yourself if the lyric was, There has been no sunshine since she has departed? Yuck. Ain't going down till the sun comes up. The liberty taken in this Garth Brooks song suggests a defiance that would be totally lacking if the songwriter had penned it with a nod toward grammar like this. I prefer not to rest until I see the sunrise. That would have put me to sleep long before daybreak. Here's another song that falls apart if you mess with the grammar. James Brown's I Feel Good, I Knew That I Would. Technically, it should be I Feel Well, but that sounds awful. Besides, good rhymes with would, and sometimes the rhyme matters more than the grammar. Here's one that would surely upset the grammar police, Janis Joplin's Me and Bobby McGee. It's natural to assume this one is incorrect, in the same way that Me and Bobby McGee Went to the Movies would be wrong. Check the lyrics, however, and they're fine, because Janis and Bob are the objects of the preposition for. If Janis Joplin sang, It's good enough for me and my Bobby McGee, well, it's good enough for me. We cannot say the same for a Lady Gaga song, Bad Romance, which includes the lyric, You and me could write a bad romance. Obviously, it should be you and I. But this is a grammatical blunder that has infiltrated our lives so perversely, we hear it all the time. Usually we hear a variation, me and you, which is just as bad, if not worse. Me and you is in such common usage that a lot of folks don't even hear it as wrong anymore. But me and you know better, right? As for double negatives, they creep into song lyrics frequently. The all-time champ in that category has got to be the Rolling Stones' I Can't Get No Satisfaction. But once again, correct it at your own peril. I cannot get any satisfaction just doesn't cut it. Similarly, mention must be made of an old Pink Floyd song, Another Brick in the Wall, which includes the line, We don't need no education. Guys, the literati would disagree. Finally, in Ticket to Ride, the Beatles sing She Don't Care. It works because subbing the correct language, She Doesn't Care, would destroy the line. If she don't care, neither do I. As Paul McCartney would say, let it be.
Life as We Know It is written and hosted by Tom Walton and is a production of WGTE Public Media. Life as We Know It with Tom Walton can be heard on WGTE FM 91 every Monday afternoon during All Things Considered at 5:44 p.m. or hear past episodes at wgte.org/life.